Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Mark and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do we describe alcoholism to someone who is seeking help for their drinking problem? So on page 18 in the big book, alcoholism is described as an illness. It says an illness of this sort, and we have come to believe it an illness, involves those about us in a way no other human sickness can. If a person has cancer, all are sorry for him and no one is angry or hurt. But not so with the alcoholic illness, for with it there goes annihilation of all things worthwhile in life. It engulfs all whose lives touch the sufferers. It brings misunderstanding, fierce resentment, financial insecurity, disgusted friends and employers, warped lives of blameless children, sad wives and parents. Anyone can increase the list. So my alcoholism, I believe, has two parts to it. And the first part is when I start to drink, I can't stop. And the reason I can't stop is I have a different physical reaction to the drug alcohol when I put it in my system. The big book talks about an allergy to alcohol and describes it as a phenomenon of craving. So I crave alcohol. And the more alcohol I put into my system, the more I crave it. And I drink and drink and drink, and I can't stop. And that is an abnormal reaction to the drug alcohol. So whenever I do that, obviously I always end up drunk. So I don't know what it's like just to have one or two drinks like the average temperate drinker can. Once I start to drink, I'm off to the races, and I don't know when I'm going to stop. So that's one part of the illness that is alcoholism. But I have a bigger problem than that. And the problem is when I realise that drinking is a problem for me and I want to stop, I can't. And the reason I can't stop is because I have an obsession of the mind. I have this mind that deludes me that it's okay to take that first drink. Even though there may be serious consequences to my drinking, and I may have got into a lot of trouble because of it, and I've realised I need to stop, my mind cons me into drinking again. So I reach over and I pick up the first drink, and it triggers the allergy, and away I go again, drinking and drinking and drinking, and I can't stop. And in the doctor's opinion in the big book, it talks about this vicious cycle. It says that this is repeated over and over and over. And that is certainly my experience. And the other thing I understand about my alcoholic illness is that it's also progressive. So over time it gets worse and worse and worse as I get older. And the other thing I've come to understand about my alcoholism is that it's terminal. In the big book it says, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. So I have a terminal, progressive, ultimately fatal illness if I continue to drink. So my experience with alcoholism is that I have found a solution, and that solution is in AA. All I need to do, first of all, is admit that I'm powerless over alcohol and my life has become unmanageable. And then, in that window of opportunity, with my exposure to the solution of AA, attending meetings and working the 12 steps, my life can turn around like it has today. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.